Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the numerology and the energy for both the collective and the each individual life path number for this new moon that's coming up on August 27th, 2022. Now, before I get into the forecast for the collective and each individual life path number, I do want to mention two things. First of all, there was someone who is an 11-2 who reached out to me via my website to inquire about a numerology coaching session. And your email keeps getting kicked back to me. So if you're listening, if you could just go ahead and reach back out and send me an email address that that accepts emails, I will certainly would love to give you more information. So if you're sitting out there and you've reached out to me and you haven't heard back, that could be why. Okay, for the rest of you, this of course is a general reading, a general forecast. If you would like a personalized reading where we'll take a look at your personal energies, your personal numerology, go ahead and book some time with me. I would love to work with you. I have a variety of options available on my website with a variety of price points. So you should be able to find something that suits your needs at this time. And again, I would just love to work with you. So let's go ahead and take a deep dive into this numerology and these energies. So we are really looking at the energies of the 9 and the 23-5. And that 23 is significant, so I'm going to spend a little bit of time on that as we move through the forecast. Okay, so collectively, this new moon with such strong 5 energy is bringing about, I hate to say it, but more change and transformation. Or it could bring about new opportunities, right? So regeneration. So new opportunities for growth, expansion, encouragement to experience life in a much bigger way, and or getting yourself out into the community or the world in a big way, or at least your work, right? Or your creative projects, your creative influence, your creative, life force that is an extension of you. So the most potent energies of this new moon are the 9, which I'll talk about in just a moment, and the 23-5. So the influencing energy of the 23 is really significant with this 5 energy because it highlights the areas of relationships, coming together, mending or healing what has potentially been broken, or becoming the observer to gain greater perspective before taking action and without taking sides. So even though this is 5 energy, again, we're working with 23 energy, which is that of the 2 and the 3. So we see this sort of balancing relationship coming together, mending, healing kind of energy of the 2, right? As well as this big social, creative, and communicative energy of the 3. Combine the 2, the 3, and the 5, and we have sort of this melting pot of just huge, transformative, sensory, enriching, freedom-loving, creative, self-expression with a focus on relationships and how our work and our actions can influence or potentially impact others. And then with that awareness, choosing how we sort of move forward with that energy. Because again, the energy can always be present, but it's how we as individuals choose to work with that energy that makes the difference. So again, this is going to be a very social energy. So when I say relationships, quote unquote, I'm really referring to any relations with others beyond self. And again, then we've got that 9 energy, again, which looks beyond self into a greater purpose, right? So we're looking at the full spectrum here. So maybe you create something, or maybe you do something where that creation or that action has an impact or a direct impact on someone that maybe you've never even met before, right? The project or the creation becomes the bridge between the two of you. So again, it could be something where it's got a significant impact on someone that you've never met. or on someone that you have met. But there's just keep that in mind, because, you know, there is some level of responsibility to that in our output, right? And what we put out and what we present to the world. With that being said, of course, you know, we don't want to have to police our creative self-expression or sort of overly monitor it. So, because then the creativity suffers, right? And you sort of lose that spark. However, you can also ensure that what you're putting out into the world comes with it your integrity and your intention for good. You do have control over that. We do have control over, again, our intention, what we put into to whatever this is, you know, how we go about creating it, the ingredients that we use to create whatever this is. How another person internalizes that, or what they take away from it, or what they do with it, of course, is beyond your control, right? But we always have control over our own integrity and our own intentions. And we know when they're good, and well, when they're not so good. So the energy is simply asking us to check in with ourselves before hitting send, before making that post, before distributing whatever it is that we're distributing at this time. And I would really say anytime. There is a level of personal responsibility when it comes to, again, putting our creative projects or whatever, right, out into the world where other people are going to experience them. We do have some level of, again, responsibility with that, not to police ourselves, not to sort of censor ourselves. But we know the energy that we're putting behind whatever this is. We know the energy that we're putting into it. We know our own intentions. And if there's malice or vengefulness or sort of undertones of backhanded compliments or whatever, right? If there's that, you know, if you're sending that out there, you know, if you're putting that out into the world, if there's like this passive aggressiveness to whatever it is that you're sharing with others, you know when it's there and you know when you're putting it out there. And so really this energy is saying, maybe before we do that, can we pause? Can we just take a few minutes to breathe and just check in and just make sure that what we are contributing to the collective, to others, has good intentions behind it, right? Because if it doesn't, there are other ways to sort of transmute that energy, to get that energy out, to express it, where it doesn't have to involve others. So there's a real sort of awareness that this energy is sort of bringing up, and a real mindfulness that's really having us check back in with ourselves and take that personal responsibility in what it is that we're contributing into the greater collective. Because, you know, energy is energy, and it doesn't discriminate between the individual and the collective. So if we're putting it out there, and we're putting it out there in a way where others are going to experience it in some way, there has to be some level of good intention behind it. Otherwise, that negative energy is just getting catapulted out into the collective and just, you know, feeding into that fire. So we get to decide how we contribute and how we participate. And this energy is just asking us to really take a close look at that before we take the action. So simply check in with yourself is really what's coming up here. The energy of the nine, that brings in this vibration again that sort of echoes the same message. So new opportunities for facing or overcoming past hurts or injustices could surface now. Nine energy, when it's in its higher octave, is a very non-judgmental, very compassionate, understanding, kind energy that's interested in taking action around deeds or services that aim to help or promote positive influences for the greater community or the greater good. So this isn't doormat energy, right? This isn't victim mentality. It's not promoting sort of, you know, getting walked all over and being taken advantage of and allowing yourself to be taken advantage of and all of that. It's promoting really self-empowerment and the empowerment of others. Right? That's supported under nine energy. Nine energy isn't going to do it for you, right? It's not going to come in and be like, okay, I'm going to do this for you. That's martyrdom. That's that's saying you're not capable of doing this for yourself, so let me do it for you. And that's actually disempowering for the other person. Nine energy is coming in and saying, I know you've got this. I know you can do this. Let me support you. Let me help you find the ways to do it so that you can do it for yourself. That's really that humanitarian energy. And that's ultimately at the core of humanitarianism, right? Is saying, you have what you need to do this. Let me help you remember. Let me help you find that within yourself so that you can do it for yourself, so that you don't need to rely on another person to do it for you. Not to say you can't work and collaborate with others. That's a different thing, right? We're talking about empowerment and disempowerment. So there is no victim mentality with this nine energy that's coming in. It's saying, how can we, the work that we put out there, how can we make sure that it is empowering for others or has the potential to, right? Like if you're doing a teaching or something like that, is what you're offering something that will help that individual gain access to their own inner strength, their own inner gifts, whatever it is, so that again, they can find their own self-empowerment. There's a lot that kind of goes into this energy, and I think you're going to feel that, as I think we're all going to feel it as we move through this, this illumination. I think it's important to also mention that nine energy is in its higher octave is non-judgmental. So it's not going to sort of, assist and then judge how you do it, right? It's like, it's going to allow you to do it however you feel called to do whatever this is. It's going to look at your strengths and help you to build upon those strengths. So again, that you can work alongside of others rather than expecting someone else to do it for you or you expecting to do it for someone else. Okay. I think I've said enough about that, but that's really what's coming in so strongly with this nine energy. Nine energy is going to see the potential and the capabilities in everyone, and it strives to help others see it within themselves so that they can access that light and start working with that light and sharing it. Nine energy is very, very selfless energy in this way, right? So again, it's not selfless to where we, again, become a doormat or allow others to take advantage of us. It's selfless in the way that it is not going to try to disempower somebody else by trying to control or manipulate that person to do whatever the thing is for them, okay? So there's no getting to the top alone, right? And this is kind of looking at all of this energy combined. There's nothing that we, even though like we can be empowered and we can, you know, share our gifts in our own way and be unique and all of that, there's no getting to the top alone. I mean, you can get to the top alone, but it's going to be real lonely up there. And you're not going to be able to contribute or create in the ways that you would be able to create if you do it as sort of a collective or in collaboration with others or working with others, right? And so that's, again, where this nine energy is coming in really, really strongly as well. So again, there's no getting to the top alone. Everyone gets there together using their own unique gifts and their own unique strengths. And that's really what nine energy is looking to do, right? To really to assist with, to help everyone sort of get there together. So again, so that we can create together. When we create together, it's so much bigger. It's so much more profound than when we create alone. But it takes each of us, right, tapped into our own light, tapped into our own unique, specific, beautiful ingredients first, so that we can then create together, so that we can see who's bringing what. So this nine energy can help us to overcome those judgments, those grudges, those restricted mindsets, whether it's about other people or about ourselves, to step further into our own greatness while assisting others in stepping into theirs. So much synergy, just so much synergy and collective partnerships really being highlighted under this illumination. It's really incredibly beautiful energy. And then on top of that, we're working with the sixth universal energy for 2022. So it's just so much about collective energy, unconditional love, working together, seeing the other person's divinity, and in just all the yumminess, right? It's there. The energy is there, but we have to take advantage of it. We have to work with it. Okay, so let's go ahead and take a look at each individual life path number now. Life path number 8. So you all are working with undercurrent energy of the 8, so your own sort of life path energy, and the 13-4. What's interesting is I feel like you all have been working with 13-4 energy for a while, like some very transformative, very powerful Pluto-esque energy for quite some time. Well, it's still here. And so what this is going to probably focus on, because you are working with 8 energy as well as the 13-4, is this is going to bring more transformation and sort of regeneration when it comes to 8 topics. So like money, resources, power, distribution of wealth, influence, leadership, business, spirituality as well. That's a big component of 8 energy, is the connection to the unseen, to spirituality, or some whatever you subscribe to, but some level of higher consciousness. So basically all things associated with your life path are under the microscope now for transformation. Now, if there's something, you know, whatever's solid is going to be fine. Really what this energy is going to focus on is where there are cracks within the foundation, right? That is 13-4 energy. It's going to focus on the cracks. It's going to help you sort of break those down, break down that foundation and rebuild better. So if there's some area that has maybe a lot of band-aids, or you've been like overlooking or trying to avoid, or it's just been kind of uncomfortable because there's, like I said, kind of faults within that foundation, this energy is really going to keep hitting that hard and keep focusing on that until you sort of learn the lesson that you need to learn around it, or fall into alignment with that, or again, figure out how to get more into alignment with that. So again, this can bring up power struggles. This can sort of force you to step into your own power and use your voice, or sort of be overpowered and have to face the uncomfortableness of that and find your way out of it type thing. It can bring up those sort of themes in dealing with other people. It can bring up areas where maybe you're thrown into a leadership role that you don't feel confident in being in, and you have to figure out how to move through that, right? And so that's very, very possible. It's also possible around money. So you could see certain things come up that feels transformative, or lessons to be learned or whatever, right? Around money, that's very possible as well. So really anything associated with your life path number, you could see surface now, where there's fault lines, where there's just, again, just things that you maybe don't have the confidence in, or you've been struggling with, or you're trying to avoid or whatever. Now, again, if your shit's solid, you're good. You're probably not going to really feel this as strongly as someone who maybe has more fault lines. But I will say, with it being 8 energy and 8 being your life path, you know, typically with our life path, it's called a life path for a reason. It's a lifelong journey. So there's always things to be learned. You know, even if we feel solid, there's always more that we can learn and master when it comes to our life path. So the fact that that energy is coming through for you all now as an undercurrent for this new moon, I would say there's probably something new to be learned and achieved when it comes to your life path energy. So again, money, resources, power, influence, etc. So it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. Change is a good thing. Transformation is a beautiful thing. It is not always fun when we're in it, but when we come out the other side of it, we can understand why we had to move through whatever we had to move through. And the good news is typically when we master that, or we gain awareness of it, we're not going to go back to those circumstances, right? So if we're in a situation where somebody is overpowering us or has authority over us that doesn't deserve to have authority over us, and we figure out how to move beyond that and overcome that, we're not going to allow ourselves to be in that situation again. You see what I'm saying? So there's a tremendous amount of strength that comes through these obstacles, these challenges, these lessons, and wisdom. So try to remember that as you're kind of moving through that energy. Now, again, if nothing really shows up for you, then you're probably good right now, right? And maybe you'll hold space for somebody who is moving through that something similar or whatever. But yeah, so that's really what I see coming in for you all for this new moon. It could be very powerful, could be a little uncomfortable, but just remember, it's taking you where, it's helping you to level up, right? It's taking you to where you need to be. So I hope it's a beautiful, powerful new moon for you all eights. Take care. Bye for now.